Okay, so get this. You're just scrolling through your feed, right? And you see this article, and it's like, whoa, this is intense. This is deep. This is human. But get this, it wasn't written by like a human at all. AI wrote the whole thing, and it gets weirder. It was trained on, get this, itself. So today we are diving deep into this world of synthetic data in AI and how it's getting hard to tell what's real and what's, made by AI.
And the really wild part is that this isn't some, far-off sci-fi thing. This is happening now. We're talking about large language models, LLMs, all those AIs that are behind chatbots and writing content and everything else. They're being fed this diet of completely synthetic data, basically, information that other AIs made up.
So instead of learning from us, from the real world, like human stuff, these AIs are just like eating their own digital leftovers. That's kind of wild when you think about it.
Yeah, it's like this whole closed loop. The AI learns from other AI, and then it spits something out, and they feed it right back into the system. Like, think about it. All these LLMs are making more and more content every day, right? And all of that ends up in these massive data sets that are used to train them, like the Common Crawl.
Okay, hold on. I got to stop you right there for a sec. For those of us who, aren't swimming in the digital soup every day, break down this whole Common Crawl thing.
So imagine like the biggest library ever, digital, of course. And it's got like a snapshot of everything on the internet,
Everything.
text, code, you name it. That's the Common Crawl. But it's always growing, always grabbing new info.
And a lot of that new info
The AI generator.
is
So
what
it's
they
like this giant echo chamber.
pretty much.
But like, why should we care?
So AIs are having their own little digital party. What's the big deal?
Because that AI stuff, it's leaking out into our world.
Really?
It's changing the news we read, the stuff we buy. It might even be messing with how we see the world.
Okay, now you've got my attention. I want to unpack that a bit. We're talking about bias, right? If AI is learning from other AI, what happens to the like human side of things, the
That
nuances?
is the million-dollar question, right? AI is only as good as what you feed it. And if you're feeding it a bunch of AI-generated stuff that could already be biased or just like not quite get reality, then that stuff's just going to get worse. Maybe even create new problems we've never even thought of.
It's like that saying, garbage in, garbage out,
Outright,
but
yeah.
like way more complex.
Exactly. And it's not just about like getting facts wrong. It's about AI developing its own weird artificial viewpoint, one that's based on other AIs, not, actual human experiences.
So what we're really talking about is AI messing with our understanding of the world without us even realizing it. And not just like writing a catchy headline. We're talking big picture stuff here.
You got it. And that's why this whole synthetic data thing is so important. It's not about being anti-AI. It's about understanding how it works, being aware, maybe even a little skeptical.
So how do we even start to deal with this whole new world of synthetic data and AI? What can we do to make sure we're not just like along for the ride?
Well, I think the first step is, well, you got to see how it's made. You got to understand how they make this synthetic data. It's like peeking behind the curtain.
Okay, so how do they make this stuff?
So they start with a little piece of real data, like a seed. Could be anything, text, code, pictures, even music. And then they feed that little seed into an AI system. And basically they tell that AI to make more stuff that looks like the seed.
So, like giving an AI a paintbrush and saying, go wild, make a masterpiece, but instead of paint, it's data.
Yeah, pretty much. And just like a painter finds their style, these AIs, they get really good at making this fake data that's like statistically similar to the real stuff.
But that's the thing, right? It's kind of freaky. This AI-made data can be so real, so convincing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the main reasons they use it is because it's cheaper and easier than collecting tons of real-world data.
That makes sense, but it's also kind of scary, right? If this fake data is so good, how do we know what's real anymore? And how do we know it's not making those biases even
That's
worse?
the million-dollar question. Researchers are trying to figure that out because while the synthetic data is a really powerful tool, it could also make those biases in society way worse if we're not careful.
So it's not just about the tech itself, right? It's about how we use it, the ethics of it all.
Exactly. AI doesn't come with morals, It's shaped by the data, the people who make it, and, everything around it.
This is where it starts to get really interesting, kind of philosophical even.
Totally. Because it's not just about ones and zeros anymore. We're talking about information itself, what we know. right. how we understand the world.
Right.
And as AI gets smarter, as it relies more and more on this synthetic stuff, we got to keep asking the tough questions.
Yeah.
About what it could mean for us, good and bad.
It's like we're standing on the edge of like a whole new world, and the line between what's real and what's artificial is like fading away.
And it's a world that's full of like crazy potential, but also some real dangers. I think the challenge for us is to figure out how to use AI for good without letting it, you know, take over.
That's a big task.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it all starts with being aware. We need to understand AI, talk about it, and really think about how it's affecting the world.
Couldn't agree more. And that's what we're all about here today. So we know this synthetic stuff is like everywhere online. But how about in real life? Give me an example.
Okay, so imagine you're reading an article about like a new scientific discovery.
Hmm.
It's all official sounding, full of jargon, quotes from experts. But then you find out none of it was real. The research, the experts, even the study, all made up by AI.
Whoa, that's kind of creepy. What about something a bit more, you know, everyday, like social media?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Social media is like the perfect breeding ground for this stuff.
Right. It's how we get so much of our information these days.
Exactly. So picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and you see a post from a friend.
Yeah.
They're really passionate about some cause or sharing a story that just like tugs at your heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out your friend didn't write it. An AI did. Programmed to sound just like them. Emotions and all.
Okay, now that's straight out of Black Mirror. It's like a digital Trojan horse. It looks real, feels real, but it's like designed to mess with you.
Yeah, and that's why we got to be so careful. We can't just believe everything we see online anymore. Doesn't matter how real it seems.
Mm.
We got to be skeptical. Think critically.
So it's not just deep fakes or fake news anymore. Even something as simple as a post from a friend could be like totally manufactured.
Exactly. And that's where the ethics get really messy.
Right.
Because if we're not careful, we could end up in a world where we can't tell the difference between what's real and what's AI. And that could change what it means to be human. You know?
Totally. So what can we even do about it? It feels like this tech is moving so fast.
Well, knowing the problem is the first step, right? But we can't just sit back and let it happen. We need to be vocal, demand transparency from the companies making these AIs.
Right.
Push for regulations, make sure they're developing this stuff responsibly.
So it's about being active, not passive. We can't just be consumers. We got to be citizens.
Exactly. We need to demand accountability.
Hmm.
But it's not just on them, right? It's on us too.
What do you mean?
We got to be skeptical of everything we see online.
Right.
Question our sources.
Right.
Be willing to have those, you know, sometimes awkward conversations with our friends and family about AI and all this.
I like how you said awkward conversations, because it's true. People don't want to talk about this stuff. It's easier to just like stick our heads in the sand.
Right.
Yeah, but we can't afford to do that. The more we talk about it, the more aware we become, the better we'll be at dealing with it.
It's like bringing it into the light takes away its power, right?
Exactly. We need more transparency from everyone. Tech companies, policymakers, even ourselves.
Okay, so we got to be responsible, we got to think critically, and we got to talk about it. But it's bigger than just us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a collective thing.
We need to work together to make sure AI is used for good.
100%. We need policies that promote responsible development, ones that put ethics first.
And we need to support the people who are already fighting for that.
Yes. We have to remember, we have the power to shape the future of AI. It's not too late.
We're not just along for the ride.
Exactly. Every decision we make, every conversation we have, it all adds up.
That's a powerful thought. We went from like fake Instagram posts to shaping the future of AI.
That's the thing about this topic.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. But the good news is that means we can make a difference everywhere too.
Wow. We really went deep, deep down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, we did.
Synthetic data, AI ethics. It's a lot to process. But before we sign off, I gotta know, what can we actually do about all this as like normal people just trying to navigate this crazy digital world?
That's the big question, right? And the good news is we're not powerless. There are things we can do on our own and together to make a difference. I think it starts with like a new kind of digital literacy.
Digital literacy 2.0.
Yeah, something like that. It's not just about knowing how to use the internet anymore.
There you go.
It's about looking at everything online, especially stuff made by AI. With a critical eye.
Like
who made this?
Yeah.
Where'd the information come from? What were they trying to do? And this is the big one. Does it feel right? Does it match what I know about the world?
So basically, don't believe everything you read online.
Pretty much. Especially if it sounds too good to be true or, you know, confirms all your biases.
Right.
But it's also about talking to people, our friends, family, coworkers,
Yeah.
about AI, about this stuff, even if it's uncomfortable.
It's like that saying, sunlight's the best disinfectant. The more we talk about this stuff, the less scary it becomes.
Exactly. Transparency is key, and not just from the tech companies, from all of us. We need to be open about how AI is already a part of our lives, even if it's weird to think about.
So we got to be smart, be skeptical, and be open about it. But it's not all on us, right? We need to work together on this.
Absolutely. We need policies, regulations, all that to make sure AI is developed ethically.
And we need to support the people who are already fighting that fight.
100%. The future of AI isn't set in stone. We're still writing the code, having the conversations, making choices every day that are going to shape where this all goes.
It's kind of empowering when you think about it that way. We've come a long way from like fake social media posts to the future of humanity.
It's all connected, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that it's all connected means we can make a difference.
This has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like my brain is full.
Mine too.
We've covered so much ground, learned a ton, and hopefully left you with some things to think about.
And hopefully a little bit of hope too.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of synthetic data and AI. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.